This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Imagining the whole scope of our universe is no easy task. The great astronomers and physicists of the modern era have done their best, gone to great lengths, in order to try to define and examine the structure of it. Things like the discovery of dark matter, or Einstein's theories of relativity. The forces that hold an atom together are pretty recent concepts in the grand scheme of history. You imagine trying to explain that to someone like Copernicus or Galileo at the height of their heyday, and just imagine seeing their whole worldview fall apart at the seams. How do you tell a guy who's already under fire for positing that the Earth revolves around the sun that there's a bunch of invisible stuff out there just holding everything together? Probably boggle his mind. Heck, he might even turn you over to the Inquisitors instead of himself. But back to imagining the scope, it's really quite impossible, isn't it? To think about living on what effectively is a speck in our solar system, which is itself a speck in a galaxy, which is itself a speck in a supercluster, and so forth and so on. These numbers start to lose meaning when you're counting into the 100 billion millions. And that's just the space aspect of space-time. Thinking about the time part is, well, that's a whole other thing entirely. Perhaps we can think about the end of time the way that theoretical physicist Brian Greene does. He describes the idea of moving along time the same way that one might move along the globe to a point. He says, quote, "Imagine walking along and asking someone for directions north, and they point you northward, and you keep walking. You walk north for a while and ask another bystander for directions north, and they point you along that way as well. Eventually, you reach the North Pole and ask someone there for directions north, and they would say, well, that question has no meaning here. There's no notion of going further north than the North Pole." End quote. Which means that heading in the same direction of time that we're going will, by necessity, bring us closer to the end. Not to jump ahead of myself here, but it really does start to feel like the time is wrong. If that phrase doesn't already strike you as familiar, we'll certainly cover it in more detail later on. But to pass the end of time, as hard as it is to wrap your head around, is exactly what we're doing, even to this day. There was a North Pole, so to speak, on our timeline back in 2006. Back in the real and actual 2006, in the county of Mystery, Superior, in the United States of America. We saw an incredible event take place that extended the length of time in that town, and what you need to understand about Mystery, Superior is that it's pretty much just like any other place, only more so. What we'll never be able to understand is why that fixed point in time was set to be the end, but what we can try to do is examine this sort of fascinating convergence of events that led to the overturning of that stopping point. And in order to do that, we have to really understand the kinds of things at play in our near and very recent history that led to the formation of the Mystery County Monster Hunters Club.
He is a salamander wearing the skin of CEJ, the boy that you all knew and love.
Probably the most disgusting thing I could possibly do. I go, hey, Miss Wexler, and I kissed CEJ.
The characters. Whoa.
Secrets are no fun. Secrets hurt someone.
I lean my forehead comedy. Next to Susan's forehead.
Everybody's talking about my new shoes.
The devil is real. The devil is science. Real. It's all been true. It's all been true.
It's hardcore mystery.
The history of role-playing games is weird and wild, and we here at System Mastery are determined to look through it all.
Every heartbreaker that drove a man to bankruptcy to see his vision of D&D with Philly-specific armor maintenance rules come to fruition.
Every game where you get increasingly certain as you read it that this is all just one person's weird fetish.
Every system that painstakingly recreates how medieval life was really like, and then also you can cast Fireball.
The System Mastery podcast wallows in the filth of RPG history. Come!
Join us in the muck
at System Mastery.